But it's not, all I think about is you. Don't stop, baby, you can walk too. Don't want, but I think about you. You know that I'm never gonna lose. Hello, girls and guys and gals and non-binaries. You're listening to Upstream News, a news site made by Carnegie Vanguard High School students for the Carnegie community and beyond. I am reporter Judith Carrizales, and today I bring you an audio broadcast of the interview of the new Carnegie Vanguard High School nurse, Duncan Shannon, in which she tells her story before coming on campus. Growing up, Nurse Shannon lived in Germany. She was a military child and had three other siblings. Her family enjoyed going out and doing outdoor activities throughout her childhood.
So growing up, I was a military child, and we lived mostly in Germany for a long time in a city called Nuremberg, and then when I was a teenager in a city called Kaiserslautern. I grew up in a big family. I have three siblings, so I would describe our childhood as just a lot of people, a lot of like happy noise. We went camping, we rode bikes. My parents tried to take us to a lot of historical sites since we were living overseas and very close to a lot of those things. So I would say just happy. A lot of time to play, a lot of time with friends, and just a lot of learning.
Nurse Shannon attended Ramsey American High School. During her high school year, she was involved in language courses such as German and French. This opened possibilities for her, which later led to her attending Auburn University and getting a degree in French.
I went to Ramstein American High School, which is a Department of Defense high school in Germany. So languages were a big focus in my high school. We had a lot of options and a lot of opportunities. And in high school, we lived near the French border. And so I took German and French throughout high school. And I continued that actually when I was in college. My first bachelor's degree is actually in French. So that had a huge influence on my life because it just kind of opened the door to something that is just very interesting and a skill that I have that I wouldn't have realized I had a natural affinity for that if I hadn't been pushed to take both languages. It also opened sort of that idea of traveling and living in other cultures. When I was in college, I lived in Paris as an intern for a nonprofit for a few months. I'm sure I would have never done that outside of my high school experience. What else about high school? I ran track. I hurdled in high school. What else? I think those are the big things I think of when I think about high school.
Did you take any AP courses or pre-AP courses?
I did. By the time I was taking AP courses, we didn't really start that until we were juniors or seniors at my high school. You could do that as a freshman or sophomore, but you had to have just special permissions, and there actually just weren't a lot of options based on the courses you had to take as a freshman and sophomore. So I took AP US History, I took AP Calculus, I took AP Language, AP Literature. What else? Language, Literature, History, chemistry, calculus. I think that's everything. And by the time I was a senior, of course, you realize you've kind of narrowed down your college choices, and you can start contacting those places to see which credits they will actually accept. So I went to Auburn University, and they would not accept any AP chemistry, even if you made a 5, which was sad, because that was a really hard class. But I will say that despite not getting credit for it, it did prepare me so well. My first year of chemistry at Auburn was not the least bit stressful because I had learned probably 90% of it in high school.
Before becoming a nurse, Nurse Shannon was a teacher for 10 years. I had asked her if she could change something throughout her career, what would it be? And she told me that she would have probably gone into nursing earlier.
I don't know. I think I have changed careers once already. I was actually a teacher for about 10 years before I went back to school to become a nurse. And so if I had studied something different in college, possibly I would have gone to nursing earlier, but I don't think I would want to have traded the time I spent teaching, because I wouldn't have realized how much I like being in the school without that teaching experience. Maybe if I had gone somewhere different in the country, I thought a lot about going somewhere, where I didn't have family necessarily, but that was just a different part of the country, so way out to California or somewhere up in New England. Just something that was different from what my family was doing.
As people grow older, they change from what they used to be. In Nurse Shannon's case, she used to be a perfectionist growing up. But as she got older, she realized that things being perfect weren't the only things important in life.
I think my young self was much more of a perfectionist. And I don't think I probably cut myself as much slack as I could have. I think as I've gotten older, I've realized that most things in life don't have to be perfect to still be good and valuable and helpful. But I think if I had been told that at 16 or 17, my 16-year-old self would not have listened to that at all. Unfortunately, I think that was a lesson I had to learn the hard way. I think just the last year of COVID and coronavirus has really made me realize how valuable time is with people, that we don't always get to have as much time as we assume we will, or as much time as we want, or time in the way that we want if we're having, you know, to quarantine and do these types of things. So I think it's put kind of given a pause on some of the things in life that keep us so busy, but that maybe aren't as important in the long run of our life.
Nurse Shannon has a 6-year-old outside of school, and she enjoys going out with her family and doing family things outdoors.
So outside of school, I have a 6-year-old, and we spend a lot of time just doing family things. My husband and I take him to just really right now anywhere we can be outdoors so that it's easy to social distance, but that he can still run around and have fun. I started taking swimming lessons during quarantine because that was an exercise I could do that was easy to social distance as well, and something I told myself I would always learn how to do, and so now I have. But those are really the big things, just getting in some regular exercise and spending a lot of time with my family.
Before coming to campus, Nurse Shannon worked at Houston Methodist as an ICU nurse and on the stroke team. She enjoyed her time working there, and she still plans to work there extra shifts.
I have worked almost 4 years as a nurse, so my previous nursing experience was in neuro areas, so a neuro ICU, and then on a stroke team. I worked at Houston Methodist. I love working there. I think that is an environment where, as a nurse, you can learn so much and then have the opportunity to teach others, where everyone involved in a patient's care works so well together as a team and teaches each other, and just it's a culture where it's just a happy place to go to work. where people take care of each other. It's a very positive, very healthy environment.
Okay, so like when the pandemic began, it changed Nurse Shannon's working environment. It was like stepping into the unknown.
I think the biggest stressor, especially this time last year for the pandemic, was all the unknown. So for everyone, whether you were in healthcare or not, there was certainly this this fear, because there was so much we didn't understand, because probably so much we still don't understand because it's such a new virus. So just that fear of you don't know exactly what you're facing, so you're preparing and you're making plans and you're trying to be ready, but you can't be completely ready because what you're up against is such an unknown, and it's changing every day as more information is gathered.
Transitioning from being a hospital nurse to a teacher, school nurse, has been different because for Nurse Shannon, working in the ICU would mean she would know everything about two patients, and that was all she needed to know. But now working on a school, it has to be more to a broader level and overall of all the campus.
So I'm still learning that, actually, because I'm so brand new. In the hospital, my whole world was just two people and knowing pretty much every single detail about their illness and their care and what was happening for them. In the school, I'm responsible for all of you, and knowing, of course, someone's allergies or medications or specific things, and then taking care of first aid for everyone. So I think in the school, it's a much broader responsibility, and in the hospital, for me, it was a very focused, very in-depth responsibility for just two people.
This is Judith Carrizales, and you are listening to Upstream News. Subscribe to our news site at cvhsnews.org. Thank you for listening.
I see our reflections clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen. You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. It's gone, now the night is come, but sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June, E-waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. You can't fight it, you can't breathe. You say something so loving, but now I gotta let you go. You'll be better off in someone new. I don't wanna be alone. You know it hurts me too. You look so broken when you cry. Been faking me.